Your taxes hold the key.
Legislation has now been amended to bring into law the increase in the income tax threshold from 592,800 to $1,272,000 as at July 1, 2016. This change will positively impact employed and self-employed individuals as well as pensioners. When apportioned for the six-month period, the new July 1 threshold of $1,272,000 will result in an effective threshold of $796,536 for the year of assessment 2016. Individuals who earned in excess of $592,800 but less than $796,536 from which income tax was deducted may, before December 31, 2016, have the tax paid or deducted refunded by their employers. Persons earning $796,536 or less will pay no income tax. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been Your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Hear your tax.
Ivan, Dennis, Gustav, and Dean are just some of the storms and hurricanes that left a lasting impact on the island during previous hurricane seasons. As we continue preparations for the 2016 Atlantic hurricane season, how much do you know about hurricanes? We tell you more on this edition of Get the Facts. The Atlantic hurricane season runs from June 1 to November 30. This year, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Climate Prediction Center is forecasting a near normal season. Acting Section Head at the National Meteorological Center, Karine Gozong, explains what is considered a normal hurricane season.
A normal season or an average season, we usually expect to have about 12 tropical storms, six of which could become hurricanes. And of that six hurricanes, you could have at least two reaching Category 3 status or higher.
So based on that average, it is expected that this season will be in that range.
So for this year, we're looking at having 10 to 16 named storms. Of that amount, you could have 4 to 8 hurricanes. And of those 4 to 8 hurricanes, you can have 1 to 4 major hurricanes. And remember, major hurricanes are like Category 3, 4, or 5.
So now that we know what to expect this year, what is the difference between a hurricane and a tropical storm?
Hurricanes and tropical storms, they are looked at based on the sustained wind speed. And a tropical storm is usually weaker than a hurricane system in terms of sustained wind speed. For a tropical storm to be considered a tropical storm, we're looking at wind speeds between 34 knots and 63 knots, whereas hurricanes are anything above 63. So it's hurricane strength stats at 64 knots.
Hurricanes have different categories, and they are also determined by their wind speed.
So for one, Category 1 is 64 to 82 knots, and 2, 83 to 95 knots. And then this is where we start talking about major hurricanes now. Category 3, 96 to 112 knots. Category 4, 113 to 136 knots. And Category 5, 137 knots or higher.
Acting Section Head at the National Meteorological Center, Karine Gozong. During the season, you may also hear the terms hurricane watch and hurricane warning. A warning means that hurricane conditions are expected, while a watch means that conditions are possible. A hurricane watch is issued 48 hours in advance of the anticipated onset of tropical storm force winds. Because hurricane preparedness activities become difficult once winds reach tropical storm force, a hurricane warning is issued 36 hours in advance of the anticipated onset of a storm to allow for important preparation. For more information, contact the National Meteorological Center at 924-8404. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Join us again next time. I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.